As you know, if you've been listening to the show this week, my co-host Melissa Block is in China. She's been in Sichuan province reporting on how that region is recovering from the massive earthquake it suffered almost exactly a year ago, a quake that Melissa experienced firsthand. And Melissa joins us now from Chengdu, the provincial capital. Melissa, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Michelle.
It has been just fascinating listening to your stories. And as you prepare to head home, I'm curious about what has surprised you most on this return trip.
Well, a lot of things. I think overall what's really struck me is just the tempo of rebirth all around here, whether it's the homes that are being rebuilt so quickly or the vibrant tourist industry that's sprung up around the earthquake zone, or literal rebirth, the number of women whose children were killed in the earthquake who are pregnant or are planning to have children or have already had them. This country has a way of very quickly getting back on its feet. I will say, though, that there is still a huge reservoir of pain and anger, especially on that volatile question of why so many schools collapsed, the story I reported on last night. And that anger, the pain, have not gone away. Maybe they've been papered over under pressure from the government, but they're still very, very much present here.
How are they marking this, I don't want to even call it an anniversary, let's say this milestone, 1 year?
There will be some ceremonies. So far, the plans seem to be pretty low-key. The government hasn't announced any major commemoration or memorial that I know of. And I think there might be concerns that if it were to be a huge public event, that some of this pain and this anger that I've been talking about would really spill over in the public.
One of the things that's come through in your stories is the scale of the challenge this region still faces in so many different ways. What are some of the needs that you've seen that still aren't being addressed?
There are all sorts of things. Everything from a 12-year-old girl, Huang Meihua, whom we profiled on Monday. She lost both her legs when she was crushed in her school. She's not getting any physical therapy, and I'm sure that's a fairly common situation among many of the people who are injured in this earthquake. They're not near big cities. They just don't have access to those resources. Other things that aren't being met, a housing project that I saw that was stalled because workers weren't getting paid. I mean, there are so many people who were affected by this that people are definitely going to be falling through the cracks. There's another huge unmet need, I think. I talked with a psychiatrist at West China Hospital here in Chengdu. His name is Dr. Zhang Wei, about the psychological effects of what happened here. And he talked a lot about PTSD, people having flashbacks and nightmares. There have been several suicides among local officials who are under extreme amounts of stress. And Dr. Zhang said, look, they're disaster victims too. So I asked him if they have enough help, if they have enough therapists and counselors out there to deal with all of these people who were affected. And here's what he said.
要说够,这么大个地震,这个病源这么多,肯定不够的。我们现在,
and Michelle, you heard that big sigh from Dr. Zhang there. He's saying that this disaster was so big, they don't have enough trained staff. The need is so great and the area is so huge.
Melissa, was it difficult for you to go back?
There were certainly times when it was. I went yesterday to a middle school that I visited the first night of the earthquake, a school that had collapsed, and many, many children were being brought out the night I was there, their bodies brought out by rescue workers. And yesterday when I was there and I saw these little makeshift altars that people had set up for the dead children, it was very sobering and very tough to think back on that night and everything that happened a year ago. At the same time, I'm really grateful that I could come back. When I left here last year, people were still really worried about aftershocks. They were living out in the street in tents, on the sidewalk, literally. And now, you know, life is moving on. It's not easy, and the way forward is not always clear by any stretch of the imagination. But a year has passed, and I'm very thankful that I was here to see what's happened since.
Well, Melissa, get back safely.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
That's our co-host, Melissa Block, in Chengdu, China. You can hear all of Melissa's reports from Sichuan and see photos at npr.org. Our coverage from China this week was produced by Andrea Xu.